Call the meeting to order. Thursday, June 10th, 2021 at 7:03. I'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Can I get a roll call, please?
Ms. DeGeniro.
Here.
Ms. Dugato.
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino. Mrs. Kurtica.
Here.
Mr. Russell. Mr. Sill. Mr. Sill. I saw him on. Okay. Mr. Jim DiMartino. Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Sampson.
Here.
Looks like we have at least six members present. I don't know if Mr. Sill got knocked out of the meeting.
They're missing Sill, DiMartino, and DiMartino.
Yeah, I guess Mr. Sill is not on. I thought he was, but maybe he got bumped out of it.
Yeah, but we have a quorum right now.
But you do have a quorum, Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go with additions, deletions, correction, and adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, it's Barbara. Number four, I believe there's a correction to 7.2.1. The amount should read $6,641.15, and the report is dated June 10th, 2021.
Excuse me, Mayor Zekin, it's Camille. Ronnie Sill said he texted Mark. He has no log-on connection. He's trying to log on. So, Mark, okay. I don't know if you got his message. He needs something to be able to log on. Okay?
Either that or he should or try his phone if he can do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Thank you. Barbara, can you give me that number again? It was 6,000.
Sure. Yep, 6,641.15. The report is dated June 10, 2021. It reflects okay. what's in our package.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. So Ron's trying to get on. Hopefully he can do it by the phone if he doesn't have Wi-Fi. Any more additions, deletions, corrections? Adoption? Make a motion to...
Mr. Mayor, there. Mr. Sill had an addition in a deletion. So it was emailed to everybody. And it was a clerical error, my mistake, in when the agenda was put together. Obviously, I made another one there, too. I apologize. And thank you, Ms. DeGeniro, for that. But the other one is there was an item 12.1 that says Economic Development Liaison, Additional Responsibilities, Discussion and Action. That item needs to be deleted as it is not... that's in the wrong section. It really should have been changed, and the addition should be to add 9.4 Land Use Department Reorganization Discussion and Possible Action. And Mr. Backlick will be making a presentation on that. That was my error. I had it as a placeholder, and it got mixed up.
Land Use Department.
Land Use Department Reorganization would be the proposed addition of item 9.4. And then you could delete item 12.1, which is economic development based on additional responsibility.
Perfect. All right.
Do we have a 9.3? I don't see a 9.3. Do we have a 9.3?
Yeah, it's the fireworks.
Independence Day fireworks.
In the hard copy, that you received, there was only a 9.2. But then we added 9.3 that was posted. So this would be 9.4.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
So Mayor, you would need to have a motion to approve the...
All right, so can I have a motion to accept?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second.
Second, Rob.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So carried. All right, number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak?
Yes, Mayor. Who's that? Barbara, you want to talk? Talk.
No, it's Sarah. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive, Derby. I just wanted to commend the mayor and the staff that I see Home Depot is planting the trees and the shrubs and the flowers. It looks pretty. One question, though, I just want to know, when is the demolition of that building next to City Hall coming down? That thing's been blocked off now for a while. Does anybody have an idea when that's going to come down?
I think we can do that under building department.
All right, so you want me to ask under building department, or you're going to tell me?
We'll discuss that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else from the public?
Mayor Sarah Wadomski, I received an email this afternoon from Pat Mastriani from 9 Hillcrest Ave. So I'd like to read that into the record. It says, Aldermen and Alderwomen of Derby. This is in reference to 9.3, the fireworks and the road closure going to 3rd Street instead of 5th. It says, Aldermen and Alderwomen of Derby. There is talk going around town that the road closures for the fireworks have changed. For the past 3 years, Elizabeth Street has been closed at the beginning of the green down to Main Street. This allowed ample space for onlookers without being on top of each other. And the last time they were held, many people were seated all the way to the beginning of the road closure. It was safer for families with young children, so they had space to move around and less chance that a car would come speeding down Main Street and into a densely crowded area. I feel that people are ready and excited to see these fireworks, and more people may attend than ever before. It is a safety issue, particularly in these times. How crowded do you want people to be? If it is a cost issue, use the money saved by having Shelton light them off and the funds put aside from Derby Day. Also, the money saved by not using public works to clean up where fireworks had previously been set off. We don't have a lot of places or events to enjoy in our city. This extended road closure has worked great in the past, so why change it? It is my understanding it's up to the traffic department, but possibly a suggestion from the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen may pull some weight. Thanks for listening, Pat Mastriani. And I forwarded this email to the town clerk.
And Sarah Camille, she also contacted me. She sent me a text saying all about it too. Same thing.
Yep, and we'll discuss that under that 9.3. Any other questions or from the public portion? Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Mayor, Gino DiGiovanni, 77 H Street, Derby.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. I was up at Whittick Park the last few weeks. My niece is playing soccer up there. My question is, who is responsible for that road that goes from David Humphreys to into the fields there? Is that the city's responsibility, or is that subbed out to a company, or
that is? And if you just contact Public Works, they can answer that question. Basically, only questions on the agenda are for public portion. But if you contact Public Works,
okay, because that road is in some serious bad shape there. So, okay, thank you. I'll call them.
Thank you, sir. And if you want to bring it up there in Public Works, you can do that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Third and last call. Okay, we're going to move on. Department heads, finance director. Finance director is not here tonight. Is there any questions on his report?
Mr. Mayor, it's Barbara. I don't have a question for Mr. Taylor, but I reviewed what was in our packet, and I was quite concerned about the OPM notice that came dated June 3rd, saying that the last three audits have been over 100 days late. So
absolutely. You know, bring up Patty again, but I'll defer this over to Chief of Staff. He has some update for you.
Sure. Sorry. So we've been voluntarily participating in meetings with OPM and their Municipal Finance Review Committee for about 2 years. And the letter, the correspondence that you saw, was sent to the mayor, and to the town clerk, and to David. Our last meeting with them, I believe it's referenced in there, was May 5th. At the end of that meeting, the woman who wrote the letter was very complimentary toward not only David, but just the city financial operation as a whole and how far we've come over the last year and a half. So those letters are kind of routine that we get from them after those meetings, and all the things that are on there are already in process. And as is laid out and asked by the committee on through the letter, written responses will be provided. And then we're scheduled to meet with them again later this month in June. They're very pleased at our appointment of a new permanent finance director and kind of moving into a different echelon with our compensation of that role and kind of devoting some more staff to the audit. So they put those kinds of things in writing to us over the last 2 years, but we've been in regular contact and we are in relatively good shape as far as I can tell you from participating in those meetings.
But I mean, but can somebody answer me? Why wasn't, it doesn't even, the June 30th, 2020 audit, that wasn't done. The other ones, I mean, why wasn't it, I can't recall. I know Sarah has asked some questions, but is it not done? The 2020 one, is it not done? Is that the answer?
Yes, it's not done, and we have until June 30th to do it, and they will review it with us at that next state meeting. But the auditor should have everything he needs in his hands in the next day or two, from what I'm being told from David Taylor. There was some recon on some of, I want to say the parking, don't quote me on the accounts, but I want to say like the parking garage account. There was some back recon that needed to be done in order for the auditor to be able to finish up. So we have no choice. The final deadline is certainly the end of the month, but we are obviously way behind. And that's the way it's been, unfortunately, for the last few years. So I can tell you that Agata, though she hasn't started yet, has already been talking about working on this upcoming year's audit, which David has already been working on so that she can hit the ground running. And we should be, there's really no excuse for us not to be on time, like December on time, for the first time in a lot of years. So we're looking forward to that next.
Yeah, well, maybe one of the things will be, you need a new auditor with somebody with fresh eyes, which, you know, I'll defer to the new finance director, because that will be something I'm sure she'll take right away. And
that's true too. But Barbara, you remember Patty Finn passed away, and a lot of that was on her plate. And we were lucky that she had a lot of that stuff in her computer. And then we had a interim finance director in there, and David picked up a lot of stuff. But we were still, you know, behind the eight ball on a lot of things. So I hate to keep bringing her up, but I mean, we're close to the finish line.
Yeah,
on
I
that.
Wish you wouldn't
and,
bring her up. Honestly, I wish you wouldn't bring her up, but because I that.
Either, but I wish you guys would stop bringing this up too, because we are right there, like Drew just said. So, you know, God bless her, and just, thank God she put a lot of that stuff in that computer for us. But that
doesn't help us with the previous years that it was still late. So over 100 days, 222 days. I mean, that's almost a year. But, you know, I mean, that's crazy. But, you know, stuck out to me. So
to address one final.
No, I have something to say. No disrespect to anyone, but we had a finance director interim, and we also had someone with historical knowledge. And we, you know, we've paid double for all that information, and it's gotten later than it's ever been. So that's disheartening for us.
Understood.
Absolutely.
Relates to the water.
And this does go back further than 3 years. So let's stop.
Oh, no,
we're getting there.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Because I have something to say, that conversation going.
I just have a question on the corrective action plan. I was able to call into that latest meeting on May 5th, and it was quite interesting to listen to. But I was very happy with their recommendations for the layout of a corrective action plan, which I think is exactly what the layout that we were asking for at previous board meetings. I don't see that in my packet. I know you said stuff was in progress. So do we know if this layout of the corrective action plan that they recommended at the beginning of May is, do they have a format set up? Is that a structure that's in place now?
Yes.
Like I said, David.
In writing for you guys by the 21st, the way that he has to have it to the state, I'll have him share it with you directly as well.
Okay.
But to be clear on that point too, Sarah, that like item number one, we already have that fund set up with the medical reserves that mm-hmm. they made. So it's obviously they're not seeing our audit from last year, so they don't see that. But we did that. We took that step last year. And also just to address what Barbara said about the auditor, I think Agatha has already addressed that she would like to look at that next year for sure, but it doesn't make sense to make that change right at this moment. So she would like to work at one more year and then have an RFP to go out and potentially entertain a new auditor at the next point, and certainly give these gentlemen and folks the chance to bid on that as well again. But agreed.
Any other questions? All right. Move over to the police department. I know the chief is not here. We did have a meeting about the fireworks initially. That will be with the LTA and with the police department, fire marshal. Fire marshal is coming up next. He can speak a little bit about the fireworks. We're just grateful that we are doing them this year. Who knew that we were going to be able to do them with the pandemic? Especially with the parade, it went pretty well. So if there's any questions on, but the police chief is not here right now.
Mr. Mayor, I just wanted the record to reflect. I think I know that Mr. Sill was on the meeting, and I think Mr. Joseph DiMartino was on the meeting. So the record should reflect that they were in the meeting as of 7:20. And I believe Mr. Sill texted me. He was on mute. So he wanted to, I believe he had something to say about the finance report.
I just thought we should be kept up to date at the next meeting every 2 weeks as our progress goes on, make sure we have a full report as we're going along and we're all communicating on this. Very important.
Absolutely.
Fireworks, I think that's on the agenda. We'll get to that, I guess.
Right. So police department, chief's not here. We did have a meeting with him. Fire marshal's up next. If you want to... I know the fireworks are on 9.3. We can start talking about it a little bit under the fire marshal. I hate to keep him here all night.
Well, I could just bring up a little year, right Phil. Now then if the fire marshal is here.
Yep, fire marshal's here.
Yep.
All right. Well,
I know that.
Well, you know what? We'll finish up our department heads and then continue on. I want to keep this going on as long as possible for everybody. I apologize. So any questions for the fire marshal? Bill, thanks for your good work. All the reports are coming in good. Fire department, Gary Parker. And there, you guys are doing a great job. Continue on. OEM, I think Mark is on. Forms Amblin, we got Mez. again, continue the great job you guys are doing over there. Board of Ed, I know Doc is on with
the... He has entered the meeting.
Yeah. He will join us later if we have questions. Public Works, Ed, any questions?
Good evening.
Hi, Ed.
There was a question about the access road into Whittock Park.
We do maintain that. We look at that periodically. We have people go in there weekly to cut the grass. I'll go take a ride tomorrow. I know some potholes were filled last week. I'll go look at it again tomorrow.
Okay, Sarah, you had a question?
I do. Do we know, in regards to the transfer station, when the sign is going to be updated to include the correct Saturday hours?
It is.
It is not. I know you told me that last meeting. I drove by again before this meeting. It is still noon on Saturday. And
Sarah,
clear, in the last, you know, 6-8 months, gone on a Saturday at 2:00. There have been times where I've been, you know, scolded as to why I'm coming into the transfer station only after I say that I'm on the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, and that the contract says 3:00, that they then let me in. So, you know, I've Sarah, asked multiple
Sarah,
times.
I will get a hold of
year. It's been a year. I will go buy a red number 3 at Lowe's if you want and put it on that sign. But I'm concerned that if I'm getting, you know, turned away or attempted to be turned away, are other citizens of Derby also getting turned away in hours that it's open?
All right, I'm almost positive, unless I looked at the wrong sign.
You looked at the wrong sign. It is not, I will send it to you right now.
I thought I looked at it because every time I go there twice a week, I thought I saw the same thing.
No.
Sarah, I will call our contact at City Karting tomorrow and tell him that the sign needs to be updated. I know he did speak about that a month or two ago. I assumed that it was taken care of. I apologize. I should have looked at it myself. I will go by there tomorrow. I'll look at it. I will get a hold of Joe at City Karting first thing tomorrow morning and tell him that has to be done ASAP.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I apologize, sir. I go there constantly. I kind of, obviously, I thought, I see 3:30, so maybe I'm looking at the wrong date, but I'm like, I could have swore I looked at Saturday, but I apologize. I'm going to check that. All right, anything else for Public Works?
Hey, Ed, it's Rob Heiner. I received a call today, two quick things. I received a call today about potholes on High Street. I'm not aware of them, but I was told that they were on your list. I don't know if you're aware of them or if they are indeed on your list or on your radar or what the case is with that.
I don't recall getting that as a complaint ticket, but I'll send somebody there tomorrow to look.
Great, I appreciate it. Thank you. And the other thing is, thank you for the clearing of those cattails at Whittock Park. In the main fishing area. However, obviously we know that there's more growing in other areas that, from what I understand, your machinery cannot reach. Do you know what the plan is to get rid of the rest of those out of that pond?
Well, right now, I think we're just concentrating on finishing up the project that we started on the right side of the lake there. That left side, opposite Ridge Road, I think it is. That's going to be a much bigger project. I don't think we can get that from the land. I'm going to have to look at some other ways to get at those cattails. But let us finish up what we started, and then we'll look further in the future.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else for Public Works? All right, thank you. I saw you guys were up at Rockwood. doing something up there, Ed. You guys did a great job. Building department. There was a question.
Mr. Mayor, you missed WPCA.
Oh, I'm sorry, WPCA. Sorry, Ed.
No problem, Mr. Mayor.
And thanks for the assist on Aunt Sonia.
No problem.
Just to give the, we did our mutual agreement assist with Aunt Sonia. They had a problem. They needed our help. And they help us. We help them. So you guys did a great job. Thank you. Any questions for WPCA? All right, Ed, thank you. Building department. Mr. Lionetti asked a question on the building department.
He wanted to know any updates for the 195 Main Street, or Main Street there.
So I could speak to that real quickly. So there was an issue, and I sent this in a separate email to the board. There was an issue with the common wall between the former Lardo's building and the Fratelli's building. So the two owners of the two properties are kind of working that out, whether that's going to result in fixing of that wall and just the demolition of 195 as we saw it, or a much larger demolition, remains to be seen. But the state DOT is aware of that. Obviously, there's a separate permitting needed for those Jersey barriers. And the permit that we granted is actually good for a year. We certainly hope it doesn't take a year. And it's my understanding that the town clerk has had some contact with the property owner as well. And there's a potential deal that could be struck there. And we could see that all come down in the next, I'd hate to put a timetable on it, because we all know that we've missed the timetable a couple times already. So. Mr. Mayor, you're muted.
Any other questions? All right. Facilities. Parking. Revolving loan. Chief of Staff.
I have a question on the parking division. Do you know what's in the account there? I know Mr. Taylor, I tried to ask him. He wasn't here today.
No, he's not here.
Because I know the budget for ticket maintenance is only $10,000 in this budget. So just because we have something on the agenda that's going to cost $20,000. I just wanted to make sure we're aware of that.
Okay. All right. We're down. Economic development. Treasurers. Corporate counsel.
And then Charlie Sampson, I saw you on here earlier. Vin, call me strange. I don't know if you can answer this afterwards, but the report that you gave us a couple months ago in regards to outstanding issues that your agency is dealing with for the city, would it be possible to get that on a bi-monthly or tri-monthly or basis?
Yeah, I apologize. I thought my partner had updated it this month and submitted it. Apparently, he didn't. But yeah, no, my intent was to give that to you each month.
I appreciate it. Just call me. Just call me strange.
It may not be a lot of major substantial changes, so I apologize for that. But justice doesn't always move quickly. But we will. I will make sure you start getting a monthly update.
Thank you, sir.
Parks and Rec. Cultural Commission.
Okay.
Website report tickets of the month. Complex building committee.
I know we're trying to get together on that, and I know Doc's working on that. We want to finish the signs, have one more meeting. That's the last thing we need to complete. So hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we can do that.
Right. And you're bringing that up. Is that the signs with Red Clinch and Vicenza Way and all that?
Yeah. The press box sign, there was a sign up there. I forget the name. I think Cirillo was on it and everything. We're trying to get all the signs to match and coordinate it. It's at the, I forget where it is, the sign
Bev Moran called me. All right, so this is good that we can give her
information. Call me too, yeah. The Red Clinch sign should be up immediately. I don't know what we're waiting for on that. That's the, we know where it goes. The sign is fine. That could go up tomorrow, and it would be nice to have that up.
Is it under order, or they get it yet?
Ed has it.
Okay. So we'll get that up. Fieldhouse, baseball, field, building committee.
Doc, I know you're driving, or it appeared you were driving earlier, so you're not detracting your attention, but did we bring up the scoreboard to the company, the issue I talked to you about there with the one number?
The one number, yes. So most all scoreboards are only one number. In fact, Fenway Park is only one number. So I learned this when I called them immediately after you had mentioned that to me. And most all scoreboards are designed with just the one number. So you can't register 10 runs per one inning. It carries over into the total, but you don't see it in the innings.
Okay. I appreciate that. And just to clarify, maybe that's Yankee Stadium you're thinking about, because the Red Sox scoreboard is numbers that you slide in.
You're correct on that. He actually showed me the picture. So when they slide in, apparently it must be one number. But that's a good point. I didn't even think of that when he mentioned it. Yeah.
It's only big enough for one number to slide in, I know.
I'm sure they make little boards with the number 10 on it.
If Manny was still there, they would.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Infrastructure. Well, Doc, that you're on there, I'll go back to Board of Ed. If anybody got questions for Doc.
Doc, I'd just like to add that I know it's been a tough year for you and everyone involved in the school system, but we made it through the pandemic with the schools open the entire school year. So, I tip my cap to you and your staff for making that happen. I know that hasn't happened throughout the entire state. So thank you.
I appreciate that, Mr. Heider. I will pass that on to our amazing staff.
All right. Thank you, Doc, for joining us. Johnson Control update.
Who's managing that?
I can speak to that too, if you like. So we just recently were informed that the solar portion of the project was approved by the state, which means our reimbursements will go through, which means that work will commence likely ASAP. They'll be putting the solar panels on the schools. There was an issue with the Irving AC this week that Johnson Controls mobilized and is working on actively. I've been in contact with Doc and Matt Cunningham on that all week this week. Unfortunately, some sad news that our owner's rep from ECG, I don't know if folks on this call will remember Michael Somm, who worked with us through this project, unfortunately passed away last month. So we have a new contact at our owner's rep, and we send condolences out to Michael Somm's family. He was a really great guy and really sharp guy. So he was representing the city's interests well, but his boss has kind of slid into that role from ECG. But we look forward to this next and final step, which is the solar portion. And we definitely need to, I think, babysit this thing moving forward with our facilities management team. And I'm lucky that the Board of Ed kind of has dedicated folks for that, because in the city side, between myself and, you know, Carmen and whoever can jump on the roof and check out an HVAC filter and make a call, I mean, it's been tough on us for sure. And it's stuff that's above and beyond what we expected having to do, but without a real facilities director staff, that's kind of by default falling to whoever's available, including our custodial staff. So that's the best update I could have for you at the moment.
Thank you.
I have a question. Are the solar panels going on the roof? This is Anita.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thought that wasn't a popular place. So they are on Irving School.
They're going on the roofs of Irving School, of Bradley School, and of the high school. There's a minimal amount going on Irving School just based on the roof space. And we did not want to put panels anywhere on the ground at Irving. Obviously, there's not a lot of ground space anywhere. So there was not an appetite at all to take up any of the kids' play space or anything of that with solar panels. So they were able to get a little bit of a larger amount of panels on some of the other buildings in order to account for the total solar project. So the Board of Ed Plants and Facilities subcommittee really spearheaded that. And then it went to the Board of Ed for review as well. And it was finally an approved plan. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Drew.
Welcome.
Senior Center.
Come here, my dude.
No questions. All right. Thank you. Number seven, administrative appointments.
Mayor, before we get into, this is Sarah, before we get into item seven, can I just say one thing I totally forgot to say during public portion?
You want to go back to the public portion?
No, I just didn't get to say one thing. Am I?
Yeah, go ahead. Sarah, go ahead.
I just wanted to congratulate the boys track and field Class S state champs. Unbelievable. Congratulations. What a feat. What a feat.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to commend fire department, the police department. Rob Heider was there. They gave him an escort through town back to Payton Fieldhouse. And they had a pizza party. And I think the kids had a good time. And I think Rob Heider can elaborate on that a little bit more, too. He got the pizza for him.
It was unbelievable. That was great.
Yeah, I agree with Sarah. I mean, that was a great community event to welcome the team back to Derby with, you know, a welcoming committee from the fire department and the police department. It's a tradition that's going on for at least 30 years that I know of. So possibly even longer. So it's something that certainly never gets old. And I look forward to more of those welcome home parties in the future. So, but thank you to the police department and the fire department for welcoming the kids home that way.
Thank you, Sarah, for bringing that up.
It's Barbara. I want to say one. Could I say one thing in addition to that?
Yes,
the girls track team as well. They performed very well. I read the results on all the events. So congratulations to them as well, to the student athletes, both boys and girls.
Absolutely. Nice.
Thank you.
That's Excellent. Thank you, guys. Like I said, the kids are doing great. Some great teams there and great kids in there. We're going to go to number 7, administrative appointments. 7.1, approval of the minutes. No action this month. 7.2, tax refund. It's a correction. Move to approve the tax refund in the amount of $6,641.15, dated June 10th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
So move,
Brian. So move, Barbara.
Barbara, second.
Second, Charlie. Second.
Charlie, discussion? There are no all in favor?
Aye.
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 Both. So carried. 7.3, appointments to board and commissions. 7.3.1, ethic board. Move to approve reappoint with the following members to the ethic board. Peter Campolatiano, effective immediately and expires on March 31st, 2026. Michael Shea, effective immediately and expires on March 31st, 2026. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second, Anita.
Anita, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Carry. Committee reports. Number 8, 8.1, blight, nothing. 8.2, community relations, nothing. 8.3, operations and procedures. 8.3, you want to do it, Barbara?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. 8.3.1, Lots Parking Limited LLC proposal for parking management services for on-street parking meters and the Derby Municipal Parking Garage. Move to approve the agreement between the City of Derby and Lots Parking Limited LLC, dated May 12, 2021, and authorize Mayor Zekin to sign said agreement for a term effective upon execution and expiring on June 30th, 2022. And that's in form of the motion.
I'll second it. Camille.
Thank you, Camille. Any discussion?
Mayor, just for the record, I had brought up to Attorney Coquinos the question of whether or not it had to go out to bid. And at Operations and Procedures, he advised us that Lots Parking is on the state bid list. So that is an exception per charter bidding section.
Thanks for that clarification, Barbara. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
I just had one question about the contracts with the courthouse. Is that still in effect? Is someone looking into that? Is this part of Laz's, or is Laz just doing meters?
No, Anita, they're going to do meters and the garage, but all the contracts, post office, Derby Manor, any individual businesses downtown will all be approached with a contract for their personal spaces.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion?
And the meter, the parking garage is just the meters in the parking garage. It's not any repairs or any employees. It's only.
Correct.
Maintain. Yeah.
Running the operation.
And we have to look at that budget because we do need more money in that budget then.
And Carm, this means what we're going to open and start bringing in some money, right?
As soon as it's approved.
Okay.
Good questions. Any other questions? All right. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Same. All right. So carried.
Item 8.3.2, user license agreement between the City of Derby and Permitium LLC for online vital records request application services, Town Clerk Mark J. Garfalo. Move to approve the user license agreement for an online vital records request application between the City of Derby and Permidium LLC dated May 24, 2021, and authorize Mayor Zekin to sign said agreement. I'll make that in the form of a motion. And to be effective upon the execution of the agreement by both parties.
I'll second that, Sarah.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. Number nine, new business, 9.1, resolution authorizing to accept of grant funds, $200,000, BF00A00581. Move to adopt a resolution authorizing the acceptance of a grant fund in the amount of $200,000 for U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Brownfield Cleanup Revolving Loan Fund, grant number BF00A00581. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion. Camille?
Camille, second.
Charlie Sampson?
Charlie, any discussion? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.2, school security competitive grant. City share, $104,000. Discussion and possible action. Joe, I think.
Where's the money coming from?
Dr. Conway asked me to put this on, so I'll hand it over to Dr. Conway.
Thank you, President DiMartino. So we got the final numbers in late yesterday and put them together today in terms of the total quotes for everything. This is the, if you recall, this is now the fifth round of security funds that is bond money that goes back to the first year we started this was 13-14, where we outfitted all of our schools with cameras and a number of other security items. It does require a match by the city. We received 74.09% reimbursement from the state through the bond fund, and then we're responsible for the additional 25 plus percent. The last time we did this was about 2 years ago. Well, we were looking, I think, for about $125,000 match funding. I believe the Board of Aldermen used that to either 100 or 75. The total that we're looking for based upon the quotes that we received as of yesterday would be the total that we're asking for in the grant would be $573,665. The total match for the city for the 25% would be $148,808. And there's no guarantee that once we submit application that we'll even get the full 573. They could give us any portion of that or none. It's a competitive grant, and the guidelines are the first group is going to be those that have not received any funding in the first four rounds, and then if there's money left over after that, they'll start looking at the other applications. So ours may or may not even get to the point where it gets reviewed, but we can't even apply until the city agrees on an amount that they'd be willing to to put up to match it.
So the tax board is aware of this already?
Yeah, it's going on to the tax board because their meeting is not until the 21st. They've scheduled a special meeting for Monday. So if you approve to move forward, then it'll go to the tax board and they will then budget for that amount. And we don't know.
So we didn't know that when we were doing the budget? Jack?
No.
During
the
budget process, we didn't know that?
We did not, sir. This was a quick turnaround that we were notified of and decided to apply for. But no, this wasn't even announced until after the budget.
That's a lot of money. $150,000 the city would have to come up with.
I believe it said that the informational meetings were like all of April, which was during the budget process.
Yeah, we participated in those in the event we were going to apply, Sarah, but had not made that determination at that point in terms of being able to collect all the one to meet with the team to determine what we need, because it does also require an audit by the police department complete in order to get your application ready, and then meet with the team to determine what exactly do we need, and then get, put that out to get quotes. So it's a short window when you think of the amount of the grant to get all of that done.
Well, my concern would be, what is the tax board to have $150,000 laying around? They didn't give you any extra money in your budget. So where? How do we know that there's 150,000? This is one of these things that's going on for as long as I've been on the board. You know, we try to approve something without knowing money's, you know, available.
So which we can't do. What has happened between the time the budget passed and now, as you realize, is the state yesterday passed their budget. And what I have shared with Chairwoman Shepchek was what those numbers are. And one of the things that was approved is the additional $714,042, I believe, in pilot funding up and above the 690 pilot funding that you always get. And that additional 714,000 is an increase year over year because we are an alliance district. So as an alliance district, it qualified us to be in tier one for the new tiered pilot funding that was passed in HB 6516. The funding for that bill was approved yesterday. So in the budget that was approved, Derby will receive the additional 714,000 up and above the 690 because we're an alliance district. So there is funding beyond what we approved or what we knew we'd be receiving at the time, but I'm not sure what the vote committee will decide to do with that either. I have reached out to the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities with regards to the municipal ESSERS funding of the 3.6 million that you'll receive 1.8 of over the next 2 years. In terms of limitations, they do not have guidance on that yet. The only guidance they have is that it can be used for sewers, water, and broadband. Beyond that, they're still waiting for guidance, according to George, from the Treasury and the National Council of Cities. So that's another bucket of money that there may or may not be funding to support the 148. I didn't know if it was possible, because of the timing of this, if there was any will to approve not an amount, but approve a motion that would give the vote committee the authority for the amount.
Mr. Mayor, do you think the city has another $150,000 for this?
I mean, with the federal fundings coming in, I think Doc can say, I think that was about $3.6 million, which I don't know where it's earmarked. There's so many specifics that we have to do. I was kind of hoping maybe some of that money could be used, but to pull it out of the general fund, we were in the hole for so long, would be kind of tough for the taxpayers. But I think with the COVID money coming in, I think we can look at it that way. And if, like Doc said, push it over towards the tax board and see if there's something in there where we could continue security on our students and our children there in our future. So, I think there is potentially there with the federal money. But to pull it out of the taxpayers' pockets, it's going to be kind of tough for them to swallow.
Mr. Is this Mayor, guaranteed to be used for security? This money would be guaranteed to be used for security?
No, that's what I said. I'm sorry. I did check with CCM on that today. They say it's possible, but they do not know. So they're waiting guidance from the Treasury Department as well as the National Council for Cities for further guidance on beyond sewers, water, and broadband.
Yeah.
So it's not a guarantee. No, it's not a guarantee. And I do believe, while I did mention the additional pilot funding, if I recall correctly, that is in, I believe the city did budget for $1.4 million coming from pilot, if I'm correct. So that may already be spoken for, but I'm not sure.
I think you're right, Dr. Carl. Yeah. I do believe that they already counted for the pilot funds in the budget.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just state that I'm against it right now because the city just can't afford it. I don't know if you're going to bring it to a vote or how the tax board has to come with their ideas, but I just think we can't afford it right now to go out with another $150,000 at this late time.
Ron, I understand your point. Charlie Sampson, for the record. Ron, I understand your point. I'm wondering if we could formulate a motion that allows the tax board to fund it if they believe they can fund it without putting the burden on the taxpayers. We obviously don't have a firm grip on what the budget is, although, you know, we attend some of those meetings and hear what the budget is. I think that we should leave the funding portion of it up to the boat, and we can make our opinions known to the boat that during their meeting that they discuss this, that, you know, we're against it coming out of taxpayers' pocket.
I think we have to make the decision. I think it's unfair to hand it over to the tax board,
especially for them at all they've gone through, and to sit there and say, oh, another $150,000, sure. If they do that, something's wrong.
You're right. You are right.
No, absolutely.
There's no way this could go to the next our meeting in 2 weeks after. You know, here we are again with, you know, a window of, you know, we're and this is what we get, a deadline, and it's not fair to us. It's not fair to the tax board, and it's certainly not fair to what is trying to be accomplished here. So I mean, if that deadline is extended, then at least, you know, the tax board acts on it and they find the money, and we need to approve the, that's what we would hope for. But I also agree too with Ron and anybody else that where are we getting, you know, this money that we don't have, and you can't account for, we don't know even the COVID money, you know, what requirements are going to be. You don't know. So
exactly. Barbara, we're in limbo right now. It's,
Dr. Conway, when is the application due? I believe it's June 15th, sir.
That is correct.
And the boat meeting is when?
They scheduled a special meeting for Monday, the 14th, I believe.
Application day, excellent. Wow.
This is what the tax board always says to us. They vote on something, then they don't even check with us on the money, and it's too late. This is all set. And so I don't want to be in that position, and I don't want to put them in that position.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, Rom.
So I would... If it's up to me, I would move to table it.
All right, you got more. Who's that, Ron?
Yep.
Ron, table it. I have a second.
Second, Sarah.
Sarah, okay. Any more discussion?
So essentially, if we table it, it's dead in the water, Dr. Conway. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Yep.
Well, I don't know. I think if the boat moves forward and applies and gives you and finds the money after knowing that we won't approve it because of the reasons we won't approve it, that, you know, you could probably still apply, Dr. Conway, and then bring it back for final approval here. You could be given a grant and turn that grant down. I hate to say do that, but you can always bring it back at the next meeting.
Or does this require the approval of the board for his grant application, Doc?
It requires the, every town would be a little different. It requires that we have approval of the match funding, whether that's through the boat or the Board of Aldermen, or in other towns, you know, it works differently. But we would need some indication that, you know, if you get it, this is what we can match. And if you recall, a couple of years ago, we reduced our original ask based upon the level of the map. So you graciously had approved a match funding, and we just went back and pulled things out of the grant to match that amount. But
do they mandate a guarantee from the alderman or tax board that we are going to match it, or can you just submit it if it comes back? I know it's work, and if they don't approve it, then, you know, unfortunately. But I mean, is there a way you could submit it with pending approval from the board?
I'll have to double check that, but I believe we need the approval from a legislative body of the town prior to submitting.
Okay. And there's only one legislative body in the city.
Right.
Dr. Conway, what's the deadline? I know it's you said the 14th, but is there a time stamp on that? Is it midnight?
Good question. I would probably say midnight on the 14th, but I have to double check the language in the grant. The 15th.
Okay. So the reason I ask is because if Alderman Sill is willing to rescind his motion, that maybe we can get a joint meeting of the tax board and the Board of Aldermen on Monday to consider this.
Sarah, if you're talking, it's not coming through right.
No, I'm just saying the application is due by 3 p.m. on the 15th.
On the 15th, okay. So again, if Alderman Silk would consider rescinding his motion, that maybe we can convene a meeting of the tax board and the Board of Aldermen, a joint meeting on Monday, the 14th, to consider this.
I'm not looking to spend another $150,000 at this late date.
And
maybe it won't fly, but I still go with the motion to table.
And if Rob, not for the 14th is a graduation for the high school.
Yeah.
So
police commission meeting.
I don't know how many members you're going to have here for that.
There was a motion and a second, correct, on the yes. table?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So any more discussion? Hearing none. Discussion
on the motion to table.
To table it. So all in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Aye. No, Rob.
Rob. So we got one no.
Two no.
Charlie was a no as well.
Charlie was a, okay. You want to do a roll call?
Yes, sir. Ms. DeGennaro.
Yes.
Ms. Dugato.
Yes.
Ms. Vidomsky.
Yes.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Yes.
Mrs. Kurtica.
Yes.
Is that yes? Mrs. Kurtica?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Mr. Jim DiMartino?
Yes.
Mr. Hyder?
No.
Mr. Sampson?
No, sir.
Motion to table passes 7 in favor, 2 against.
All right, so that's table. So we're going to 9.3, 2021 Independence Day fireworks update and discussion only. To the update.
I'll start this off, Mr. Mayor. I know we talked a couple of months ago, and the reasoning was because the construction company on the bridge would be parking over there, and we wouldn't be able to shoot the fireworks off from Derby.
Yes.
And I noticed where they're parking. I don't think it would really be in the way. But for one day, we could have put those trucks down in the municipal parking lot. This is one of the biggest things Derby has. People love it. It's like a little competition, friendly competition with Shelton. Derby always does a fantastic job. And then I hear that we're trying to save money or we're trying to do this. I just think it's unfortunate that we gave this up in the city, and it could have been done here.
All right. Well, number one, stop listening to what you're hearing on the street, because it wasn't to save money. The fire marshal.
I got it from an email today.
Yeah. So I got the fire marshal on here. So the fire marshal is still on. It's more public safety, and I'm going to let him get in on this one. Phil, you still on?
Yes. Not only do you have the vehicles there, but over by the railroad tracks near the entrance to come into the pump station, you have a trailer over there that's also in the fallout zone or within the 350 feet exclusion zone. So that's another problem that runs into as far as would have to be moved to have a firework display there.
So not a big deal. We moved that. Moved the other things out of the way one night. It's too bad we didn't have more discussion on this earlier, because the Board of Aldermen has a little bit of say on this, and we're talking about it a month before.
Okay, but it's still the same company, and they're sending off the same fireworks. It's not costing the city anything, because once again, I'm doing a phenomenal job of raising money for this. For the first 2 years, I raised over $15,000. Right now, we're at $7,700. We should have the next $2,500 to cover the fees for our part of this. And like 3 months ago, we didn't even know if we were going to have a parade. We had a parade. It was scaled back. We didn't know if we were going to be able to do the fireworks. You know, thank God, you know, with COVID and everything like that, things have been going good. So we're finally getting back to some normalcy. It was a public issue.
How come Shelton knew they were having a parade and Shelton knew they were having fireworks?
For?
Different over there? There was no stopping the Memorial Day parade in Shelton. They were having it. It was on. There was no stopping the fireworks.
On their side, but we were still holding back. We were still holding back until we really figured out that it was going to be pretty, it was going to be good for the citizens here. You know, the last thing I want to do is put any burden on the citizen to get anybody sick. And it worked out good. Everybody's now walking around. I don't know if you go in any stores now, there's no masks. If you got vaccinated and stuff like that. So we're moving forward. 3 months ago, we really didn't know this. You knew this, then you were a psychic. I didn't know. And I think we went cautious. We did what we had to do. We scaled back some. They scaled back on the parade. And
how can you make sense? We did what we had to do. When you moved it to Shelton, is that what you had to do for COVID?
I didn't move it to Shelton. It's just that safety wise, in talking with the fire marshal and the police department and with the fire marshal and with the construction zone and where you guys approved to allow them to use their area for construction, within the fallout zone, like Phil said. So. Listen,
I don't want to get into contest here. It's done now, so there's nothing I can do about it. But people are talking about it. People are very disappointed. Moving the senior center to Ansonia. Our building inspectors from Shelton. Now we're moving our fireworks all shot off in Shelton. People are upset.
What about saving money, Ron? How are they upset?
How are we saving money? So it is about saving money.
It is all about saving money. We've been saving money. So, but that's another discussion another time. We're talking about fireworks here.
And so, Mr. Mayor, just in your defense, I know of other municipalities that have actually canceled their fireworks display for this year. So absolutely. I'm glad that at least somebody's doing it.
Absolutely. In the first year I got in,
that's raised $15,000. Somebody made a decision. That's great, Charlie.
Now I'm going to raise another $11,000 so it doesn't cost a cent for the taxpayers. I don't know if previous administrations did that. If they did, let them speak up. We did this at a cost to the citizens.
Let's not get into that. This is Barbara, because the question that I've had over the years is that the donors are the ones who perform services and get paid by the city of Derby. They're contractors for the city of Derby. They're the donors. That's a whole other issue. That's an ethical issue. You know what? Well, bottom line here, I have a couple questions on, is the fire department necessary this night or not, Phil?
No, because
it says they're not.
No, they wouldn't be, because the reason for the fire department to be there is when you have a firework display, from the time the fireworks arrive, the fire department has to be there until the fireworks are over. Being that it's in Shelton, it's way beyond that 350-foot radius, so they're not required to be there, plus the fireworks are in Shelton. So it excludes Derby Fire Department from being there.
Okay. All right. And then who made the decision to close the parking garage during the
police department
fireworks?
Police department.
And who? Okay. So now let's get to the road closures, which was brought up in the public session. I received a call myself today about that. And according to Jerry's short email yesterday, I thought I was under the impression that this was not decided yet on the road closures. But, you know, Anita could attest, she's on Elizabeth Street, I'm on Elizabeth Street. You sit there for 10 minutes and people speed up and down that street all day long. It's constant. Yeah. I don't understand why we would not go back to, it says has been the practice. The practice was the road was closed all the way up to 5th. So I don't understand why we would close it at 3rd and Thompson. People are going to be coming down Elizabeth towards Riverwalk Social and have to turn onto Thompson during the fireworks. And you don't have the parking garage closed, so you don't have people in there. People are going to be walking all over the place because they're parking who knows where to get to the fireworks.
That's great questions for the police chief, because that was the initial conversation that he had. I mean, I'm open if they want to shut up further up. I have no problem with that. And then to get to your point about people doing business for the city, Anita, I think she donated to the fireworks. All the businesses in town voted or donated to the fireworks. So I take a little offense to your saying it's just people and it's ethical. So, but I'm going to go back.
I've said it before. I mean, it's the way I see it, whether it's other donors or whatever, a lot of the donors are ones who get contracts from the city. They perform services for the city. I don't like that niche.
No, ask Anita.
So I don't need to say that anymore because I've said it in the past. I'm more concerned about public safety.
But Anita, are you cleaning teeth for the city? I want notice. Anita, are you cleaning teeth for the city? Is she working for the city? Come on, Barbara, stop.
I didn't say all of them.
So let's go back to Elizabeth Street now. So if you want more coverage all the way up, we'll talk to the police chief, and for public safety, that's a great issue. I'm not the chief, so I'm not direct. If we want to talk to him about that, I have no problem with that. So you're the alderman.
I didn't even realize they scaled that back too.
That's what it says in here, Ron.
Jeez.
In the document.
Yeah. The overflow, I mean, we've closed it up at 5th Street because there's so many people. I mean, regardless, if they're shown in Shelton, people are still going to sit in Derby and watch it. So.
No, absolutely. And the chief estimated it was about 20, 25,000 2 years ago when we had it. So.
About 6,000 if you count Home Depot and BJ's and up on the hill. I mean, there's quite a few people.
I don't know. That's what he gave me in our last meeting. I don't know if he had a drone up there looking or if he does it like the president's thing. I don't know. But he said 20 to 25,000. So,
Mr. Mayor, just go back. We have COVID concerns and safety concerns. We're putting that many people in that small an area. Ask the police chief if he can widen his zone of closed traffic. You know, especially we can't even get all the members of the Board of Aldermen into a room for a single meeting. You know, so COVID is an issue, and we'd like to have that space. So please ask the chief to reconsider his closure.
We're absolutely one of the few towns not meeting in person.
I mean, if you want to push it all the way back, you let me know. Let me tell.
Well, I just asked you if you could.
Yeah. Ron, where would you see a good mark to go? You want to go back up to where?
At least the beginning of the green. You know, but they'd still have to stop the traffic at the next street so they wouldn't come down. But the seating, like to the beginning of the green where we always had it.
So it would be closed at 5th.
Just so up past the monument. Plaza there, the plaza on the green there.
The horses were always where at 5th, Fifth and Elizabeth.
5th and Elizabeth. Okay.
Yeah, so you wouldn't continue down Elizabeth. You'd have to turn up 5th and go back towards, Minerva or Caroline, or you wouldn't even make it that far down. You'd be turning to at 6th.
Absolutely.
You can't go on 5th. Yeah.
This is very easy. You guys are in charge of this. This is very easy. So we could have did this a lot easier. If that's where you want it, I'll relay that to the chief and tell him this is what we got to do.
Yeah, no one would be sitting past the beginning of the green.
Right. Okay. So.
Well, you don't want cars coming down. Yeah.
All right. So right
by where I said the horses will have to be at 5th Street. The horses will have to be up there. But nobody will sit past the beginning of the green because I don't know if they'd be able to see Shelton from there.
Yeah, Ron, I know it's going all the way up to the Sterling Opera House the last time we had fireworks.
Right, yep.
Worst case, we could invite the chief to discuss this at our next meeting on the 24th. We do have a meeting before the fireworks are displayed anyway, so.
I know he's on vacation till the 16th, so we're going to have our pre-fireworks meeting. Phil's going to be there, Public Works, Police Department. You tell me where you want it, and that's what we'll tell them, and that's where it's going to be. So if you want it at 5th and Elizabeth, that's where it's going to start. We'll barricade it all the way down. If that's that the pleasure of the board.
That would be good there, yeah.
All right. So I don't need to bring them in for next discussion. That's where we'll start, 5th and Elizabeth, all the way down. And all right. Any more discussion? No. All right. Go to 9.4, Land Use Department Reorganization. Drew?
Hi, Mayor. Yeah, so this is something that we've kind of got mostly executed already. Just the final step would be essentially as a result of Andy Cota's retirement as Blight Officer and Carmen DeCenzo's willingness to kind of step up and take on some of that responsibility in addition to his economic development responsibilities. Kind of came up with an alternative to the previous alignment of the department. So essentially, if you just look at the document as it's laid out here, we obviously have already executed the building official, outsourced to Shelton. The part-time ZWAO began last week. She's doing a great job. Where the changes start is with Blight Officer Jim Watson. What we'd be proposing is that he goes from 10 hours a week to 12 hours a week. Obviously, Andy, if you could look from the left to the right, Andy Cota will be retiring. And then the next line down, Carmen's salary goes from $27,050.40 to $30,000. And for that additional salary and contemplated at 20 hours, he would be picking up the Blight lead, if you will, that Andy previously occupied. And Carmen's already been hitting the ground running with this, by the way, with his experience formerly as the Blight Committee Chair. He's doing a great job trying to wrap his head around updating the policies and procedures and ordinances, which we'll be bringing back to the Blight Committee. And then also the little bit of garage administration we'll have to do. Now that Laz is on board, We still probably need a point person within the city to be, you know, handling some of the garage items that are require a little bit of attention. So between the garage, the blight, and the economic development liaison role, Carmen would be bumped to the 30K. He would be given a city gas, obviously with blight, he'd be traveling around the whole town, and then a $1,500 vehicle allowance, which is what was previously given to Mr. Cora, Chief Cora. So that's essentially it. And obviously you can see the savings we've already, it's a total of $14,628 in savings between all these different moves within the land use department. But specifically what we'd be looking for tonight is a motion to approve Carmen's new role and two more hours for Blight Officer Jim Watson.
Andrew, I have a question. It's Barbara. The $3,000 vehicle allowances, $1,500 is for Carmen. Where's the other $1,500?
For Jim. And that's already been in the budget. So basically, it's just the $6,000 on the left column is what you used to have $3,000 for the building official. And then to the right,
two
Blight officers.
I forgot they got a vehicle allowance. Right. Okay.
I think, is the zoning officer, he gets 10 gallons, you know, and zoning is pretty much all over the city. I mean.
Correct. We voted on the ZWOE role previously. I think you folks created the role and we did not include a vehicle allowance for her. She has 10 gallons of gas. I think a lot of her work has been in the office so far in the first 2 weeks. But that's certainly something we could look at if it's the appetite of the board to give her more of a something incentive and a driving. So,
well, my recommendation was to bring Carmen down to 10 gallons of gas.
Oh, instead of upping her, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really motion other than to, if it's not to approve as drafted, I mean, anybody can make any motion they'd like, I suppose, here.
So my question is, we'd actually have to make a motion to come up with some sort of new title for Carmen, but then we would also have to approve the hourly rate of $28.85. Is that correct, sir?
No, I think you should approve it as a salary rate of $30,000, personally. I just broke it out that way to show you what the difference would be. I think it should be a salaried position.
Salary rate.
That doesn't, it's not punching the clock every day. Carmen's obviously put in a lot more hours than he's getting compensated for at times. So I think just having it be that way would be the fairest way to do it, personally.
Can't we just change the responsibilities, add these responsibilities to his actual title?
Yeah, I think that's the cleanest. I think that's the cleanest thing, personally. Then actually add a new position and title and everything, just economic development liaison, and he's picking up blight and garage administration as well.
What was the proposal of the gas? I didn't hear what Anita. I didn't hear what Anita said before.
We had unlimited city fuel. Alderman Dugato suggested 10 gallons instead of unlimited.
Is that 10 gallons a week or 10 gallons a month? What?
Comparable to this. Yeah.
I think Jim has, I think he gets 10 gallons a week or 12 gallons.
I don't know if he's got a limit or not on gas, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think he,
I would say you just
use much.
I would say just adhere to whatever Jim gets. That's probably the fairest way to do whatever the other blight officer gets. To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I believe they get unlimited fuel.
No, they don't. They don't. I think it's like 12 gallons a week.
Probably in our report that we have in our packet here, but we have to go back to that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's, I know Mark.
I'm looking it up, but I can't recall what it is on the blight officer, but for some reason, I think it's, I think it was 30. I think it was just like the same as the fire chief. I want to say it was like 32 gallons or something. We have it in the policy, but I don't have the policy here at home.
I got it in the office. I know Mark sent it up to me. There was certain unlimited and then certain 10.
Well, I know that. That's what I'm trying to.
Like, 10 a week or something like that, I think, for Jim.
I'm going to call the chief real quick. I'll go on mute. Call.
He doesn't, his gas this month, this past month, was 23.50 gallons. So
for the pump,
you know, it might, yes, at the pump. So it was either, it's either 24 or 32, probably similar to the fire marshal and chief, those, the assistants, and not unlimited. So, but.
Anita recommended 10 gallons. Is that a week or a month?
Whatever it is, comparable.
Yeah, I think I'm almost positive. Well,
let's be definitive here. Let's, you know, it should be.
Oh, there it is.
32 okay. Gallons. Yeah, 32 gallons.
Okay.
A month.
A month. So you want to put it at that, Anita?
We have them.
I think keep it 32 gallons a month.
All right.
All right. So,
Charlie, did you make a motion?
I'm about to. Okay. I just want to. So, Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I'll make a motion that we add the tasks of blight and garage admin to the economic development position and allow a raise to $30,000 per year plus 32 gallons per month in gasoline.
And the vehicle allowance.
The vehicle allowance.
Vehicle
$1,500
for him. Yeah. And I'll second that with just the clarification of the title, economic development liaison. Okay. The second to Charlie's motion.
All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried.
I abstain, Anita.
Anita abstains. You got that, Mark? All right.
Mr. Mayor, before we move on.
The Jim Watson.
I would just like to thank Carmen for stepping up to the plate during these obviously trying times and doing what you do for as little as you do it for.
Thanks, Charlie.
We need Absolutely. To vote on the Jim Watson hours or no?
Oh, okay. And on the Jim Watson hours, the extra 2 hours a week, do we have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Ron, second. Charlie Sampson.
Charlie Sampson, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. When is this going to be? Sorry.
Next effective date would have to be July 1st.
Okay. What I was going to ask, when is Andy retiring? Do we know that date?
He's pretty much done.
Yeah, on or about. Okay.
Pretty much done.
He's pretty much 1 foot out the door. So he's just helping out right now, just lining things up for Carmen.
We definitely form or something though, because.
Okay. And on that note, Mr. Mayor, just pass along to Chief Cota. Thank you for his tireless effort in keeping this city looking pretty.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
he was really into it.
I like to have cake for him. So if you guys want to show up.
What was that, Mayor? I didn't hear what you say.
I'm going to have a cake for him for his farewell. So hopefully you guys will all show up.
I don't think I've ever been invited for cake for anybody in my 12 years that I've been on the board. What? Yeah, maybe once, Carm. Yeah.
maybe you could pass that info on to the town clerk. He can get it out to us.
Absolutely. All right. So we got to. Motion and second for Jim Watson. All in favor, right?
Aye. Did it.
Aye.
Uh-huh. Aye.
All right. So number 11.
Did that motion include, is Mr. Sampson, are you saying I have to bake a cake too? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole motion.
Yeah, and it has no chocolate. I'm not a fan of chocolate, but Vanilla, strawberries, little whipped cream on the top.
No whipped cream, buttercream. Buttercream.
I make two kinds. I make cake and I make a cake.
Okay.
Cannolis are fine.
All right. So we're going to go number 11, executive session. Drew, who do we need in this? All right. First motion to go in to executive session.
So moved, Rob.
Rob, second.
Second, Sarah.
Sarah. Drew, who do we need in this?
Corp Counsel Vin Marino, Attorney Tom Cotter, Phil Hawks for a portion of it, and who am I missing? Just refresh me on the items. I'm sorry, I don't have the agenda in front of me.
Contract negotiations with the local.
All right, so that's 13-3. Fine.
Maddie's and Taylor Norton, workers' comp claim.
Mark and Phil, and then Taylor Norton will be attorney Tom Cotter. So after the Maddie's item, Phil can be excused.
Okay. All right. So I have a motion and a second. All in favor? Going to executive session.
Aye.
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 All right. We are going in.
I told him I'm in a meeting.
8:34.
Mark, okay,
I'm going to pause the tape, pause the recording. It's 9:20 p.m.
All right. Let's see. Make a motion to go back to regular session.
So move, Barbara, at 9:22 p.m.
Second.
Second, Rob.
All right, Rob. 12.2, Taylor Norton, worker compensation claim, discussion, possible action.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I make a motion that we agree with the recommendation of Attorney Cotter in resolving this issue. Taylor Norton, worker compensation claim.
We have a second.
I'll second that, Ron.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. All right, Ron, 13.
Motion to adjourn, 9:22.
Okay, sir. I don't think there's any opposed. You all have a good night.
Good job, everyone.
Take care.
Good night.
Night.
Night.